Fight Like a Girl, written and read by Clementine Ford.
For the Girls. Author's note: the following book contains references to topics such as sexual violence, rape culture, eating disorders, and mental health issues. Some listeners may find certain descriptions or recollections triggering for them and are advised to take care while listening. Fight Like a Girl is an exploration of my experience as a girl in this world. It is not intended to claim itself as a universal experience, even though many of the situations and feelings described herein are universal to girls the world over. Some words or abbreviations you may not be familiar with are explained here. Cisgender. The description given to those people whose gender identity aligns with the sex they were assigned at birth. MRAs. Men's rights activists. Typically refers to a specific kind of man who believes feminism is oppressing him with its mean words and women who won't stay in their place. Thank you for listening to Fight Like a Girl. I hope you enjoy it and find it galvanizing. In solidarity, Clementine Ford. Chapter 1. Birth of a Feminist. Of course I believe in equality, but I'm certainly not a feminist. Such was the catch cry of my late adolescence, and it was just one of many sadly ignorant views on the world that I offered to anyone who would listen. As a teenager coming of age in the late 1990s, I had multiple explanations for my belief that I was not a feminist, and it will come as precisely zero surprise to you that none of them were particularly earth-shattering or well-researched. When I thought of feminism, I thought of a tired old movement filled with irrelevant ideas and even more irrelevant women. They didn't understand that the world had moved on. It wasn't the 70s anymore. Women were allowed to shave their legs and wear makeup and look like women, damn it. It didn't mean that they were being subjugated by patriarchy. It just meant they cared about looking nice. What could possibly be wrong with that? Don't get me wrong. I didn't think we were living in some kind of utopia, a post-feminist paradise which sparkled with the reflective shards of a thoroughly shattered glass ceiling. I had been a loud and opinionated child, and with the exception of a stifling period of time between 12 and 16, I was a loud and opinionated teenager. Had I been a boy, this would have been considered acceptable. But I was a girl, and even worse than that, I was a bolshy one. I had already felt the sting of judgment and approbation that came from having opinions while female, and even if I didn't have the tools or skill to articulate what was wrong with that just yet, I could see that something definitely was. Despite being a feminism-denying adolescent, I was still interested in the disparate treatment of men and women. I bristled each time domestic chores were handed down to my sister and I, while our brother was given leave to play and explore, our femaleness apparently carrying with it a greater capacity for cleaning things. Why was there still this sticking point that assumed certain jobs were just the realm of girls? That we were just better at those kinds of things? As if we'd emerged from the womb only to look around at the mess, rip the obstetrician's rubber gloves off, and get a start on scrubbing the blood off all the medical implements and washing out the sheets. As the cracks of sexism started to appear at home, the outside world also began to change. Home might have been frustrating at times, but life with my family was at least safe, a privilege not all children can claim. An undercurrent of danger began to rear its head, manifesting in both the warnings I started to hear about being safe and the unsettling feeling one gets when they realise someone's looking at them. On the streets and at school, I became aware of the lingering threat that circled girls. The men who yelled crude sexual taunts, and those who simply stared, both executions resulting in the slow and steady shrinking in on oneself that begins with the budding of breasts and never truly goes away.